The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Maybe you remember the chorus to this song, What the World Needs Now. It was originally released in 1965 and sung by Jackie DeShannon. And just so you know, if you're trying to think of it, Burt Bacharach wrote that with his friend Hal David. Now, many other singers have covered it over the 50-plus years since. But the song has a simple melody that you may be singing in your head right now. It's easy to sing along with and can be quite the earworm, and you can thank me for that later. The message is simple as well and truthful. The need for love, sweet love for everyone, is clearly evident 50 years later. Love. In our modern English language, love is a complex word, a word that is very contextual, a word that means different things to different people in different times, a word that often requires quantifiers for clarity. Like puppy love, or endless love, or unrequited love. And love is a word we use constantly. I know I sure do. I'll happily tell you, I love a good cup of coffee. And how much I love books, or that I love a beautiful sunset on the beach on the West Coast. I use the word love without really thinking about it. And apparently I'm not alone. When I did a Google search of just the phrase, I love, there were 1,330,000,000 hits in 1.4 seconds. It seems we love a lot of things. At least we say we do. But let's face it. There is not much at stake to say you love a latte from Starbucks. However, we also love our family and our friends. Our love for the people in our lives is certainly not the same as the love for a good cup of coffee. And how we love our children, our spouses, our parents and grandparents, and our siblings is not the same way we love even our closest friends. Or our colleagues, or even our beloved pets. So when Jesus says, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you, abide in my love," I wonder, If we can understand the kind of love he means, let's take a look at how God loves Jesus. God's love is often demanding. Now, Jesus is faithful and trusts completely in God. Yet God's people present him with challenges that stretch him at times. Think of that pesky Syrophoenician woman in Mark's gospel asking for the healing of her daughter, whose faith was greater than Jesus expected after he rejected her request because she was not one of the chosen people he came for. Or the blind man Jesus healed that just couldn't keep quiet about it when Jesus asked him to. Or those who never even offered a thank you for being made clean from leprosy. There were many who followed him, not to become his followers, but hoping for healing from disease or disability, or just to have some bread and fish. Jesus didn't waver. He continued on seeing and seeking the lost. And then there is the betrayal of Judas. And even in the agony of impending death on the cross, Jesus accepts the suffering. Now, God's love for Jesus is full of presence and promise. Jesus is never separated from God. He praises and thanks God. He prays. He seeks God's guidance and blessing in all he does. And whatever he asks in God's name is given to him. God was present in every meal with sinners and tax collectors, when he was with his friends, Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, in the love of the woman who anointed him with expensive oil, in the washing of the disciples' feet. Even though Jesus is betrayed and will suffer, resurrection is promised. And God's love of Jesus is rich in public displays of God's power. Jesus turns water into wine, walks on the water, calms the stormy seas with a wave of his hand, brings Lazarus from the dead. There are the miracles of healing the sick, feeding the hungry, defending the weak, and seeing the broken souls of people discarded to the margins, like Legion, whom he freed from his demons. And ultimately, Jesus appears risen and alive, offering peace and joy along with his wounds to the disciples and others after being crucified. When I think about the love of God in these ways, I'm reminded of a quote by C.S. Lewis. We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us. We are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be. It's obvious that this love is not at all like the easily professed love we have for our favorite things. It is not even the love or the deep affection we have for our family and friends. It is a love so much deeper and wider and scarier. A love that seems impossible for us to abide in. One commentator I read this week wrote of it this way: God's love toward Jesus prunes, cleanses, molds, forms, challenges, and supports Jesus and his ministry. This is the love we are invited to abide. So, how exactly are we to abide in this love? Well, Jesus makes it clear that we keep his commandment in order for us to abide in his love. Love one another as I have loved you. Easier said than done. But here's the thing. The only way we can abide in this love is because Jesus promises to abide in us. When he abides in us, we have it all. We have the love of God through the love of Jesus that is sometimes demanding, full of presence and promise, and rich in power. In his commandment that we love one another, Jesus is ready to prune, cleanse, mold, form, and support us in our ministry of Christian life, just as God did for him. And sometimes it may be painful, but that's not why Jesus wants us to have it and offer it. He has already been through and overcome the pain for us. And his commandment is not burdensome. He wants us to love one another so that we can share in his joy. This love is complete joy. It is precisely this joyful love the world needs now. There isn't enough of it. So I offer you the chorus of this song again. This time is prayer. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Amen.